The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay.
You just said you got a grumpy email. I would guess, as union president, that you get a lot of those.
You know, that is accurate. That is very accurate.
I got a thing for predicting these things.
Yeah,
I know. What
you,
it is.
You're prescient.
There's no such thing as a non-grumpy email if you're the
president.
Isn't that
pronounced prescient?
I can confirm that.
I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
That immediately births some future question set with like pronunciations as a part of it. I'm sure I would
prescient?
Screw that up.
Yeah. Prescient.
Pre-science?
I'm just being funny.
Prophetic. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay.
I can tell the future email that you're going to get. You will get
another
two grumpy emails in the next 48 hours. I think I'm right.
That'd be a slow day, I think.
Yeah.
You got to start a campaign on April Fool's Day. Everybody on campus send you a really pleasant email.
I know.
You're doing a great job. Go you.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be great. I mean, that'd be good any
day. That
would
actually just
April
be nice
Fool's
to
day.
Do.
Yeah, that would just be a nice thing to do. Now, Professor Stephen Manning, Department of Being Retired, is also here. You were a grievance officer for how many years in the union?
18 or something.
18 years? Something like that. You are also familiar with the process of receiving negative emails.
A little bit.
Okay.
There were issues, but I had some issues that are present issues,
sure,
but when
sure.
I was grievance officer.
Right.
The 1 year I was the president, and I sort of fell, into that job my last year teaching here.
It
was a relatively easy year.
Okay.
You know, it ended, the year before COVID, right? Spring of COVID was my last spring teaching,
right.
2020.
We're about to do the four-year anniversary of COVID here in a couple of weeks. So,
I think the contracts just keep getting more complex because there keep being additional issues that need to be dealt with and have things that have to be changed.
Well, it is certainly longer.
Right.
At some point, when I inherited from Carol, we have the UDMPU as an office. It was over in Reno, and we went over to clean it out. You were there.
I was there.
But it ended up with contracts going back to the 70s.
Well, sure.
These things were like, the original ones were like 18 pages.
Oh, my word.
Oh, I have those now.
And the current ones are now, I passed them on to Sigrid, and she probably gave them to you.
Yeah, they're in my office.
For the union archives. But
yeah.
The original was like 18 pages. Now we're up to over 100.
Incredible.
But you're right. We keep
Incredible.
Adding things, and
that's true. Well,
which is a
things
good thing.
That need to be added.
Yeah.
Let's be serious.
Moving right along.
Yeah, moving right along. Professor Jeff Boats is here from the Department of Mathematics.
Howdy.
And spy novel writing.
That's my principal job these days.
Yep, that's right. Yep. Looking forward to diving into that manuscript this weekend. How are the Caps doing this season?
I don't know. I'm wearing this because my girlfriend is a Caps fan, so now I am.
Got it.
Pens, go Red Wings.
Okay, yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I mean, you have the red, so, from a distance, it's sort of like, maybe it's
Montreal.
Like an alternate uni or like something?
Red jerseys and the Penguins. That's what I like.
Okay, all right. That makes sense. We're very, very pleased to have a guest panelist with us today, although I got to say, Dave, you're welcome to join us every week, and then you'll move from guest status to permanent status.
Yep.
Professor Dave Casillo is here from Department of Communication Studies.
Well, as you haven't seen my performance yet today, so I don't, you're very optimistic. But thank you for having me.
We don't judge, I promise you. We don't.
We just don't have very high standards, so if I were you, I wouldn't worry. I think you're safe.
There's never been a probationary period.
Okay.
CTP.
I mean, you're new to the university. If you want to give a little bit of a background, that'd be great.
So I am. I just started here at Detroit Mercy in the fall semester, and I teach in communication studies. I'm also the faculty advisor for the Varsity News, and used to work in media as a journalist, mostly covering sports. Been all around the country, and happy to settle in here.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
Well, you picked the right sports town. That's all I got.
For sure. Yeah,
lots
football
of fun
wise,
things
yeah,
going
right
on.
Now. So.
The
and
noble
hockey.
Profession of journalism.
Continuing around the table, I'm Professor Dan Maggio is here. We didn't know if you were going to make it. Is first Fish Fry Friday? And so I didn't want to speak for you or anything.
No, I was actually throwing stones.
Yeah.
So,
got it.
And hopefully I'll look good sitting next to you. I'm just kidding. I'm doing great, and it's first Fish Fry Friday. I am going tonight.
Where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going?
Sweetest Heart of Mary.
Sweetest Heart of Mary. Oh, I gotta go.
So we're gonna make arrangements to go.
We will, and we have to make arrangements for Shrine too, because they're only gonna be open a key number of individual days, because special pierogi night and stuff like that.
All right. So, well, thank you for the warning.
Fish is good when it's baked. Okay. Even when it's baked,
take ATP on the road to a fish fry.
Come on, let's do it.
I'm there.
Professor Aaron Bell is here from Seattle.
Mm-hmm. What an auspicious name.
It's I think it's cool. Yeah. It's like you work for the CIA or something.
Let's go with that. Yes.
The search for extraterrestrial learning or something.
Oh, I like that.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, she's wearing her Star Trek.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. Right.
Yeah, exactly. The Star Trek thing. But the Honolulu blue dress. So you're ready for next year's playoffs. Let's be serious. Here,
multifaceted genres of, I don't know, fandoms, I guess.
Let me ask the really, really obvious but not obvious question. Does the third floor of the library have a problem with temperature control?
How did you hear about that?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Was someone complaining to you today about that?
Possibly.
Because there was like, I think it was like 81 degrees in Mike's office today. I came in and there was just this like balmy breeze. He had all the windows open. And I'm usually cold, so I was comfortable. But yeah, it was 91. I think our other office, yes. All over the place with these old buildings, so it was kind of entertaining.
It's something that we all can talk about. My sister works for the Archdiocese of Chicago, doing some stuff for the church. She brought in these two African priests to be guest speakers in person in Chicago recently. It was the first time they'd ever been to the United States.
Wow.
And after spending a few days with them, she's like, tell me what you think of the United States. And they looked at each other and they said, you all talk about the weather a lot.
We do.
Just like, there you go.
That's us
in a nutshell, basically, especially in the Midwest. So, you know, the microcosm of that is, hey, how's the heat out of control where you are?
Well, that's very bizarre because so we have like a cross hallway difference, like, you know, 90 mm-hmm. on one side, 50 on the other. And I learned, I didn't know what Briggs was all about until I taught there mm-hmm. on the third floor this fall. That was a special experience as well.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
When summer goes into October, it's a very special
experience.
See, it seems like a problem now that it's new, but you know, by next year we'll have embraced it as like Hawaiian shirt, third floor library, February, you know.
Of course.
That's growth mindset. I like that.
That's right. The windows in some classrooms
tradition.
It's like, I don't care if you guys are cold.
And those
I'm the teacher.
The dulcet tones of Professor Beth Oldgier from the Department of Philosophy. Yes, we know because this without the window wide open on a 30-degree day in winter, this room gets to be unbearable. Absolutely unbearable.
I have to be in some air-conditioned building during fall semester.
100%. We are happy to furnish that classroom for you if it's actually working in our building. This is a program, folks, who can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Professors, we have a set of questions sent to us. Dear panel, my apologies for not sending in questions sooner. Working a later shift here in, this gives it away, Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. The city that truly never sleeps sometimes prevents me from researching and writing down questions for the show. I'll gladly admit that listening to your podcast in the wee hours does help pass the commute to and from work. Below are 20 questions plus a bonus. We like the number 21 out here. Mm-hmm. For your panel to solve, thank you for a fun and educational half hour every week. Regards and viva Las Vegas, Michelle Horner. Thanks for sending these, Michelle. Let's see what we can do. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. These are all over the map. And we start with the absolute classic. What was the last movie that's shown at the Berkeley Theater in Berkeley, Michigan?
Wow.
Just X number of decades ago. It is now a Rite Aid. Yes, but the marquee survives.
Is this one where if we knew the year it would help? Or is this?
You know, I think it would help, although I also think that they did like a special showing of a famous movie at the end. I want to say it closed right before or at 2000. So it gives you a window.
So the movie could be from a completely different time than when the theater
could it be 2001 A Space Odyssey?
That is a very, very good guess. It is not correct. This movie, if I remember correctly, originally came out in 1993.
93.
Yes. It was an
when
action
Harry
movie.
Sally. Oh.
Well, no, I would call Harry and Sally an action movie.
Some action in the diner. Yeah.
Action.
I'll have what she's having.
Exactly.
Indeed.
It was a Steven Spielberg.
E.T.
E.T.
No.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park. Yes. Jurassic Park.
Random.
Absolute classic.
Oh, score
the
one
Ridge.
For the rookie. The he was Ridge. Afraid of his performance. Yes. He's ahead.
Mm-hmm. What is Conrad Heyer's contribution to the field of photography?
Flash?
Yeah.
That's not what it says here.
He invented the SLR camera.
No, that's not what it says.
Something with shutter apertures or lenses or some such thing.
I believe that you all are taking the word contribution very literally. I mean, he did something more than invent something. If that
he
makes
took
any
a picture?
Sense. He
a
took
selfie.
A picture, and it was of a very specific thing.
Oh, uh-oh.
Took the a picture of Marilyn Monroe.
No. How
about
reasonable.
The Brooklyn Bridge famous
no,
picture.
That's a classic. That's
the
a
Hindenburg.
Nope.
This is a certain part of the male anatomy. And
no.
I don't know.
And he just wasn't able to text
and
it.
Dave Chow isn't even here.
I know. I guess I'm channeling
you're
him.
Channeling
oh, my. Help me. Help
me. I could give a clue. Hmm. Of all the people who had their picture taken up to Conrad Heyer, they had a certain condition. He was the first to not have that condition.
What? A certain condition?
They were dead?
Yeah. He was the first person who was still alive when the picture was taken to have his picture taken, according to historical records, which is pretty weird.
Yeah. It is weird.
Photography was viewed, if we remember in the beginning, classic Simpsons line, every time Grandpa gets his picture taken, you stole my soul, is what he said. That if you did that, it would kill the person or kill them soon after. So they only took pictures of dead people in the beginning. Yeah. He's like, let's try this out. Let's run the experiment. In what year were the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels formed?
64.
Ooh, it was before that.
Yeah, right after.
49.
Getting closer, that's but before that.
47?
It says right 46, and okay. You were trying to, you know, figure it out. It's the second oldest formal aerobatic team behind the French version, which was formed in 1931.
Because my dad really wanted to be a part of that, because he liked to do stunt flying in his little plane. And then when he married my mom, she's like, I don't think so. No, this is, you're not doing that anymore. You now have a bunch of children you have to be responsible for. So
you got it.
No stunt flying for you, Jack.
No more stunt flying. My dad had to sell his motorcycle. Yeah, that's just the way it goes.
Yep.
What musical act is credited, looking back, with the ending of the hair metal phase of heavy metal?
The ending of it.
You could give me the band, or you could give me the movement. Corresponds to when you
grunge.
And I
grunge.
Grunge. Yeah, grunge. So Nirvana is viewed as the end of hair metal, basically. Yeah,
they're not hair metal.
That's why they're
they
the end.
They're
like the
hair
new.
Metal?
They're the end of hair metal, the beginning of a new movement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But I see what Dan's saying.
Yeah, I get it. I was going to say like Poison.
Yeah, I know that's where I went first. Like, okay,
which
mean?
One? And would
rat.
Mean like the last
which one used up the last of the hairspray?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're fine.
I think we're good.
We're all right.
It's hard to see that when it's happening is what I'm saying.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's like you have to wait till many years.
Well, we were both living in Seattle when he killed himself. So.
Oh, jeez. That's too bad.
Yeah, it was not good.
No.
We've had this one before, but it's a good one to have in your back pocket. Which U.S. president used a car, was first to use a car to go to his inauguration?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
So to do them all in order.
And I'm like,
FDR? No, maybe earlier.
Adams.
No.
It wasn't FDR. No, it wasn't FDR.
She's probably in the
30s.
No.
Warren G. Harding.
It was Harding.
What? Yeah. All right.
I was getting close.
What year was that?
It does not say.
You should have stayed in the car, though.
I just remember him because
he stayed in the car. That's funny. Yeah.
They said he won because women were allowed to vote, and it was because he was handsome and he was a horrible president. But really, the research says more men voted for him. Just I remember that.
That
part
was
of
the '20s, right?
Yeah.
That was the late '20s.
Yep.
Yeah.
26, maybe he was elected.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. A few World War II. Don't think too hard. What do actors David Spade, Christy Brinkley, Dean Cain, and Lee Majors all have in common?
Same birthday.
I mean, close.
Close.
Not birth date.
Same city.
Very close.
Same hospital.
Birthplace.
City.
Birthplace.
Birthplace general. Yeah.
Huh.
You figured it out. They were all born in Detroit. Spade was born in Birmingham. Oh. Brinkley was born in Monroe. Kane was born in Mount Clemens. And Lee Majors was born in Wyandotte.
I had
so
no
all
idea.
Metro Detroiters. Yeah, what do you think about that?
I think if they're going to rebuild someone, it should be in Detroit. We have the technology.
100%. We can rebuild him.
Why do you find that so funny? I don't know.
I think it's great.
Well, when I sent the one of Dave's many Zombie Beth versions with my gauntlets, I sent it to Marty Lever, and he's like, I just hear the theme music for the $6 million man playing in the background. I'm like, we can rebuild her. We have the technology.
Props on another good piece. I mean, these are written or researched by someone from Las Vegas. They're asking us about the Berkeley Theater, for Pete's sake. Who was the last Republican who was the mayor of the city of Detroit?
Last Republican?
Yes.
Would it have been a Romney?
I could give you 1957 to 1962. So it wasn't that long ago, but long enough, you know?
Before Young.
George Romney?
It wasn't Romney, no. Romney, I think you're thinking governor.
Governor. Yeah.
Oh, but I thought he might.
Is there anything in town named after him that give us a hint?
Good call. No, probably because he was Detroit's last Republican mayor. Right before the civil rights movement, and I think that pretty much says everything. There are a couple things that have his name, but it's more like on this, you know, in this place in 1957, nothing happened.
I'm sorry. What were the years again?
57 to 62. Initials LM. It's a tough one. This is tough.
What?
Lee Majors.
No. There you go. Lee Majors.
It was Louis Mariani. It was his name.
I wouldn't know
yep.
that.
It's
I like Lee
one.
Majors better yeah. as yeah. a guess. Mm-hmm. That's much better.
Well, he was born in the area.
That's true.
There you go.
That is absolutely true. Collectively, who were Julie Parkhurst, Patty Kelly, Mac Gilchrist, Julie Bellino, and Kathy Davies?
They were a band.
They were not a band.
Not a singing group.
So this is tricky.
Were they on TV?
What
Second
if I tell
City
you
television?
That they were not playing the instruments, but they played a band? Does that help? They
played a band.
They played.
Partridge,
the Partridge
Family?
So they lip-synced or something?
No, they didn't lip-sync. They definitely didn't speak or sing. This is a tough one.
They played a band.
Didn't speak or sing.
Were the actors that were like on
puppets?
The H&R Puffin Stuff type
yeah,
of
stuff?
Oh,
wow,
that's
puppets.
A good guess.
It's a really good guess, and I will not say you're in the wheelhouse
Puffin
at all.
Stuff.
No.
So what I will say is,
were they like
think
the Muppets band
1980s
or no.
music videos. You don't have to think too hard.
1980s music videos.
They zombies and Thriller?
No. Oh, man, that is a really good guess. Now you're in the wheelhouse.
Were they in a video?
They were in a music video.
Were they ladies in the
Thriller?
Robert,
were they
Robert
Palmer?
Robert Palmer video?
Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love, yes.
Oh, yeah.
This will shock everyone. They don't know how to play those instruments.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah. Because they just look like they did
yeah.
in
the
video.
Lights are on, but no one's home.
Yes. Oh, and for the record, my bad, I didn't read to the next line. They performed in the Addicted to Love video and in the Simply Irresistible video. So yeah, there you go.
Well, they should have been in Shania Twain's video that is a send-up of...
Oh, yeah.
It's like a rip
yeah,
on
Man,
it, right?
I Feel Like a Woman is
yes,
her song, but she's
right.
she does it as a send-up of Robert Palmer.
How about this one? Can you rank the following four Pixar movies from highest grossing to lowest grossing? Incredibles, Up, Finding Nemo, WALL-E. So we don't need numbers here. We really
up
just
Up is highest.
It is not. It
I
is second
say,
highest.
I was
going to
say Finding Nemo.
I think
yeah.
WALL-E
Finding
is low.
Nemo is number 1.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love WALL-E.
Up is
well.
2.
WALL-E
okay.
is the, WALL-E is last.
WALL-E is last and then Incredibles in the middle. So for the record, WALL-E, jeez. $521 million. Incredible. $630. Up. $735. I mean, Finding Nemo, $949 total million at the box office. That's just...
Was there a second obscene. Incredibles movie?
Yes.
Yes.
There was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't think it was as good as the first one.
No. The first one's good.
Yeah. Leave like the Wall-E saving too. Of the world to
Wall-E's
the man?
Really
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Who was the first Republican vice president of the United States?
When did they start? Because it was
Johnson,
Democrats and
Andrew
Whigs
Johnson.
First, right?
Yeah, Republican.
That's
depends
not
on
what
how
it
you
says
define
here.
Republican.
I think
well, when
that
the party
you know
started,
that Johnson ended Lincoln's second term, but who started Lincoln's first? It's different. Initials HH.
Hubert Humphrey.
The Metrodome, partial credit. No. It was Hannibal Hamlin was his name.
Hannibal Hamlin.
Lincoln actually switched in between the two terms, getting elected.
Huh. Okay.
Weird, weird stuff. And he has a cool name.
And Hamlin was the first, was Lincoln's first vice president?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not going on the plane, Hannibal. That's the first thing that I hear Mr. T saying in my head. Which famous game show host was also a member of the Rosebud Sioux Tribe?
Famous
game Bob Barker. Show
host. Bob Barker, Barker was a member of the Sioux Tribe. Yeah, that's right.
Honorary?
Did you actually
or?
Know that? Or
just seemed like a good guess.
Is he honorary member?
It doesn't say honorary or not.
Pick your favorite game show host. Yeah, so exactly. Bob Barker or Alex Trebek are always going to be good answers there. So.
What about Wink Martindale?
Or what, Gene Rayburn.
Or Gene
Rayburn.
Oh my gosh. What U.S. city lies at the confluence of the Christina River and the Brandywine Creek?
That's northeast.
What U.S. city?
It's a U.S. city?
What U.S. city lies at the confluence of the Christina River and the Brandywine Creek? We're leaning on Dave, who's lived in a lot of different places.
I'm just looking at the map up here.
You know, that's a great
Brandywine Creek in Massachusetts somewhere?
It is not.
How about, is it Pennsylvania?
That's what I know.
Your hint is President Biden.
Delaware.
Delaware.
So Wilmington?
It's Wilmington is what it is. Yes, Wilmington, Delaware.
I was going to say Philadelphia.
Was also thinking Wayne's World. Oh, great. We're in
Delaware. Brandywine.
How many Olive Garden restaurants are in all of Europe?
300.
I just looked at the U.S. map again. Let's pretend like we have a map of Europe. And if I drop a little pin right in the middle of Europe, how many Olive Gardens are close to that pin? The answer is none.
None.
The closest one is in Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
So there you go. There are standards, let's be serious.
They didn't dare put one in Italy.
Their chickens can't be as good.
It is good. I would agree with that. And their endless breadsticks, also. Big fan.
Yes.
Can't go wrong. My sons. Who are the two actors from the movie The Defiant Ones who got nominated for the Academy Award for Best Actor? Oh, man.
Cliff Brando Montgomery.
Neither of the two names that I just heard, unfortunately. I have TC and SP. That should take care of business.
The Defiant.
I've never seen this.
Tyrone? No. No.
Is that a Western?
These are classic golden era Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't think he...
TC and what?
SP.
Oh. TC and SP.
Mm-hmm. I'm sort of surprised.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I thought you said TP. Sorry. Tyrone Power. I don't think he did watch
so it was Tony Curtis and Sidney Poitier.
Duh. Oh, my goodness.
But that's okay. You know, we got to get one wrong every once in a while.
I know.
Dave, we make up the rubric, so we can do whatever the heck we want, basically.
Unless the sender specifies what the grading scale is supposed to be.
And then we usually ignore that anyway.
And then we ignore that anyway. Who was the first musical act who opened Staples Center in L.A. when it first opened? That would have been late 90s, early 2000s.
Who was the first what?
Musical act.
In L.A., Staples Center.
Classic American traveling show.
Hanson.
No.
Still is a good
guess. Aerosmith.
Aerosmith is good, but a little more definitely Americana. How's that?
Americana. Mm-hmm. Was it country western?
No, no. He's the everyman from out east.
The everyman. Billy Joel.
Bruce Springsteen.
Who apparently just never, he's doing the Rolling Stones thing. Like, theoretically, I'm just going to never stop touring. That's my whole life, and I don't need a house, and I can live out of a bus. Kind of interesting.
But he has a house.
Sure.
It's a pretty large chunk of property.
Yeah. Take a look at the map, professors. What's the 38th U.S. state? Because that map will help.
What?
38th. The 38th state.
Somewhere out west.
It is out west.
South Dakota.
It is not.
Oklahoma.
Montana.
Haven't heard it yet.
Idaho.
Colorado.
It's Colorado. Okay. Beth's on fire with the just going for it.
And Fuego.
Colorado. Fuego. What state is Michigan? 26th?
Something like that. 25? Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. We're in the middle.
Yeah, in the middle.
I'm not sure. So weird that Oregon became a state so much earlier than other. I have this really ridiculous idea that the, you know, order of becoming states should go from east to west, which absolutely
how do they do that? Is it like the date you signed your state constitution or something?
You
or?
Have to like ratify it through the federal government or
right.
something
the
like that.
The federal yeah. government
some
has
ceremony,
to do something,
I guess.
So, yeah.
So if you didn't get it in the mail,
you know, I mean, seriously.
That's why the Western states are lighter, because the Pony Express lost the...
Exactly, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Professors, who are Sir Barton, Gallant Fox, Count Fleet, and War Admiral?
Who are they?
Yeah. Oh, come on. I thought that was a giveaway, the last one.
What was the last one?
War Admiral.
Horses.
Count Fleet. They are. They're Triple Crown winners. Yeah, that's
yeah,
exactly
very
what they
good.
Are.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The
War Admiral.
The horsey.
Isn't that War Admiral the most recent one, I want to say? I think so. In the game of poker, what are the three hands that beat a full house?
Four of a kind, straight flush.
And a royal
flush.
Flush.
Yeah, you got it.
Which I would say a royal flush is not.
Flush.
It's a type of straight flush, so that shouldn't count, but yeah. whatever.
It is there, though. It is on our thing here. That's good. Nice. Who are the only two Oscar winners, oh my, to have appeared on Celebrity Jeopardy? I don't even know how to answer that. Just
Oscar winners?
I can't watch Celebrity
Ben
Jeopardy.
Affleck.
It's
Meryl
like,
Streep?
It's like dumbing down the test. I just, I
Matt
can't
Damon?
No. They're both female to start.
Okay.
Initials JF and MS.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep is a good guess, but it's we're Ooh. Thinking a little younger than Meryl Streep.
But wrong.
No.
And JF?
And JF was sort of a...
Oh, I don't know if she went. Jane Fonda?
No, not Jane
oh,
Fonda, but someone who's really, really big in the True Detective series right now.
Oh, Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster,
Foster.
Yes,
okay.
was on Celebrity oh. Jeopardy.
Maggie Smith? Or did you say younger or older?
Younger than Meryl Streep, but oh. only by a decade or two. So okay. It's a hard one. I
Mary
just...
Steenburgen?
Oh, my
Ooh.
Gosh.
That's good.
That's a good
yeah.
one.
She, it wasn't Mary Steenburgen. She appeared with Lisa Kudrow in a movie.
Oh, Mira.
They...
Mira Sorvino.
Mira
Sorvino.
Oh,
yeah.
yes.
Paul Sorvino's daughter.
That they invented Post-it notes. That's all I can remember.
yes.
You know?
We invented
Romy and Michelle's
yes.
high school reunion.
Yeah, that's a good,
I
love
remember
that
movie.
It was actually pretty funny.
Yeah. It's good. I like that movie.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Here's the bonus question. What U.S. city has surrounding communities named Enterprise, Paradise, Whitney, and Sunrise Manor?
Phoenix.
Sounds like Florida.
sounds like Florida, sounds like Phoenix, but both are incorrect.
Oh, Las Vegas?
It's Vegas, yeah. yeah. Let's finish everything off for Michelle. She's listing the suburbs. Wow, that was pretty solid. I mean, honestly,
nice.
I think we only got like one of them wrong. And that's thanks, Michelle, for sending
yeah, those
questions
great.
In. Awesome.
Because we got them so well.
We did.
Always
did.
Like the ones we get right.
We love the ones we get right. But I'm afraid our time is up, and the time has come to say goodbye, Beth.
Goodbye.
Aaron.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye, Beth.
Dave.
Goodbye.
Jeff.
Viva Las Vegas.
Steven.
Goodbye.
And Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.